All right. What's up, everybody? It's episode 32 of The Random. The boss has finally showed up.
I love this buildup.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm getting ready for, like, melancholy sadness or...
A little tragic.
You're about to switch it up on me and just fuck with my emotions.
It's a little tragic piano.
Tragic? All right. So my assessment, is it supposed to be tragic?
Well, yes. There is an announcement that's been made.
Okay. I'll shut up. Go ahead. Take it on.
And that announcement is...
We need to change the conversation. And that's why I'm launching a new podcast. And this is going to be anything but the ordinary politician podcast. I'm going to be talking to people directly that I disagree with, as well as people I look up to. But more important than anything else, I'll be talking directly with you, the listener. Real conversations. What's going on with the cost of eggs? What are the impacts, real impacts to you around tariffs?
Yes.
What power does an executive order really have? And what's really going on inside of DOGE? Look, there's an onslaught of information that we take in. So let's take it to the sources without the typical political mumbo jumbo. In the first few weeks, we're going to be sitting down with some of the biggest leaders and architects in the MAGA movement. This is Gavin Newsom.
Anyway, that's Gavin. He is the reason for the tragic piano. He's launched a second podcast. This one, he's by himself. He doesn't have Marshawn Lynch with him. And, yeah.
So, to quote Chef Andrew Gruhl here on X, he stated about this advert by Fiora Newsom. He said, the propaganda machine is starting to question his lies, so now he's starting his own propaganda machine.
This is his second propaganda machine.
Yeah, but this one seems pretty propagandish.
Yes, because he's by himself.
Because he wants to talk to people he doesn't agree with, which I'm going to call bullshit on, because I already reached out and I got denied. I'm just saying.
You did,
got
really?
Denied. Got denied. Well, he won't respond to me. You know what I notice is every time I post on his stuff, it's like it goes nowhere. He just does not want to deal with me.
Well, that is our cold open for what it's worth. We just thought.
So thoughts?
Just thought I'd kick that out there into the world. Gavin Newsom has another idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fucking it. And I thought a tragic piano would work, but
it is tragic because
he's
clearly showing that he cares more about being a media whore
he is
than actually doing his job.
It makes me wonder if he's transitioning into...
Oh, he's trying to, because I think he realizes that people see through the bullshit. Look, he's already been caught passing legislation which allows or does not allow people to even audit and follow the trail of tears left by the money that was taken from the taxpayers that literally don't go anywhere to finish anything. I think bureaucrats and so-called consultants get all the money. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not referring to the high-speed rail at all. Nah,
no.
Not
no,
at all. Or the dams, or, you know, the increasing the water stores and stuff. Remember all that started back in two? All right. No, I'm not talking about any of that at all. But I think he realizes that after these stories that have come out, namely mine, I'm just kidding. But anyway, after all my intense research, no.
All right.
But seriously, after all that, I think he's realizing his 2028 shot at presidency is kind of diminishing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You know what's worse, though, is if he does, as bad as he is, if this is the route he wants to go, and he opens up that door, which he's going to have to anyway, right?
Right.
Kamala may step into California.
Well, he is going to leave office. I mean, his term limit.
He has to. I understand that. But
yeah, and she's already talked about doing that. She's going to run for gov.
Where I'm going with this is, if he doesn't run for president, he becomes his media darling. Then he's going to be behind her.
He'll be the fucktard.
He's going to be the propaganda machine for the Democrat Party, I think. And this is where this stems from. Remember when they lost the election? Everybody, Democrats, you remember when you lost? Okay, just making sure you still remember that. Remember, they all said, Democrats, hard left. I shouldn't say Democrats, hard left. They all said, we need a show like Joe Rogan. Why are we so far behind? No one listens to us. Because Pod Save America is bullshit. That's why. That's all you got is crooked media fucking propaganda. Oh, and apparently a bunch of podcasts from the UK that are so obsessed with American politics that they have to talk crap about our politics because they already know that their shit is so bad there they just can't fix it. But anyway, I think this might be the move and why Gavin Newsom is moving into this position. So he could be the propaganda wing de facto for the Democrat Party because Joy Reid just got fired. So
listen, why don't you just crack that Red Bull?
I need a Red Bull.
And calm down. All right. And I'm going to play the farewell speech.
You know what? Listen, before I drink this Red Bull, which new flavor, by the way, we haven't brought this up in a while. This is the iced vanilla berry. I know my brother hates Red Bull, but I do him once in a while.
All right, go ahead.
But I just want to say, that Gavin, no one cares.
All right.
My show had value and that, I'm sorry.
That's interesting because I was just going to bring this up.
That what I was doing had value.
Hold on, can you stop it?
She's
in the middle of a tear.
I apologize.
Oh.
I want to pause because I want to emphasize to everyone who this is, if you don't know the cackling voice of this lady, this race hustler, because you're smart enough not to watch her bullshit. This is Joy Reid. And I want to make it very clear. Yes, you heard that. She stated her show adds value. Okay, now you can start.
All right, good.
And then it mattered. I see Karen is there and she's been texting me as well. And so what I will just say is that in the end,
I brought a tissue.
I land is that
I saw that
the moment that I of guilt there? That I felt that I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives.
You know what? Hold on. Let's examine the photo. Because you know how the rich people talk about how they have to have a really good presentation equipment, all that shit?
Right.
She's using the same fucking boom mic that I got for $100. The boom arm, anyway. The same Rode one. One that's right there. She's using that shitty fucking Shure MV7 with that volume thing.
Will people please stop using those?
And that was, how much was that shit, like $189?
It wasn't worth it. Honestly, I like your Samsons better.
Crazy.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like these way better.
I just find it interesting, you know, because I know I'm going to go on a, it's kind of a tear.
All right, we're going on a podcast tech rant.
Little tech rant, because all these fucking guys talk about how you have to, you know, have a great presentation, sound, all that shit. And then you look at what they're using, they're using this and then that Rodecaster fucking thing in the corner of that, it's all shit you get at Best Buy for a total of like $700.
Right.
I don't know.
So how much money are these guys making? Because I noticed all of them.
It's interesting.
Aside from Rogan and now PBD finally upgraded.
Oh, he finally got rid of those silver dirt fucking.
They all use shitty equipment, which shows you how much they care about how you value them and their production. Nah, but actually, PBD's, even with the shitty mics he had, it actually came out pretty good. They did a good job of
putting it together. Sounds like you made an effort.
Yeah, on the production end, on the editing and mastering it and all that stuff.
And we don't have to play the rest of Joy. She basically cries and complains for like 3 minutes about her life.
Let's examine her statement, though. Joy Reid, so if everyone doesn't know, Joy Reid was canceled. Her 7 p.m. slot was canceled. And of all people, they're moving up good old Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki, who I've already called out on X, I've challenged her. I want her on my damn show because she is nothing but a shell of her former self or a spinster. I cannot believe how horrible she is. And half the time, she seems like she's fucking drunk. I ain't gonna lie. And this is not me defaming you, Jen. Watch your own fucking footage back. I'm telling you right now, if you're not drinking, you don't seem to know where you're at. And that's unfortunate because I wasn't for Biden at all. I thought you did an amazing job at spinning the truth, which is exactly what you were hired to do. But your show. Yes. Jen, please get your people to call my people. We got to do this. In fact, I would like to do one better. I would like to have her on our show because it would be great. It'd be great to get a little ping pong here between you, me, and her. And just see how she can handle that before her head explodes. That would be great. And I want to do the same thing with Gavin. If you want to talk to people that don't agree with you.
Don't throw me into this one.
Oh, I need to, especially the Gavin one.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna throw Manuel, my brother, into the mix on this. I know. I just got so fed up today with all the bullshit social media stuff and all the blatant lies in the media. I guess I'm just ranting.
Anyway, fat bastard J.B. Pritzker demands answers on frozen funds from Donald Trump, our poor governor of Illinois. I just saw that headline. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
All right.
All right, moving on. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's fucking right. We got to continue that bit. What is it? The open tab Bert Kreischer thing. Let's do this right now.
Oh, yes.
Let's do this right now.
You're right.
Let's dive in. Scott Jennings reminds CNN panel. No one cares. Moving on. Hold on.
You got a few things open.
Hold on. I gotta get... It's all random tabs, actually, is what I'm going to do here.
That's kind of what our show is called.
That's what I fucking did last time.
Oh, a little okay. Random info.
All right. I know, dude.
Random tabs, random info, random rants.
Oh, we got to do this one. Here we go. Independent Gavin Newsom says the Menendez brothers will undergo a risk assessment that will help to decide if they are fit to be released.
Womp, womp, womp.
Gavin.
Seriously.
Why? Didn't those two shoot their parents?
Yeah, quite brutally. Admittedly.
Why are you talking about, come on, dude. They've been in prison since 89, and now we're going to talk about a risk assessment.
Well, it's as you said, he's on his last term, so he's in an I don't give a shit mode.
Oh, is this the pardon session?
Yeah, this is light fire to the world.
Today, I just notified the DA of Los Angeles, as well as their Menendez attorneys, including victims, that I have directed the Board of Parolee hearings to do what we call a risk assessment investigation into their applications, specifically for commutation of sentence. Ooh. Okay. The question is, do the Menendez brothers pose a current, what we call, unreasonable risk to public safety? Do they?
Well, they sure seem healthy, maniacal, and I mean, they can undergo any psychiatric evaluation they want. I'm just going to say they never released Charlie Manson, so...
Charlie Manson would always go before the parole board. Yes? And they go, no.
They're just like, not no. Today, Charlie, but enjoy the air, did ya?
We'll see you in a couple years, Charles.
Since we're doing some open tabs here, I got some on my side. DW News on X, it's finally official. Since U.S. President Donald Trump established DOGE and made Elon Musk its head, government departments and employees have been targeted, and the approach is considered controversial and has massive consequences. Consequences being what? They're getting caught in their shit?
I guess, if that's what that fucking means.
Right? I mean, seriously, though, like, who's mad? The people getting caught for frivolous spending? You know, they just uncovered another few, I don't know the exact amount, but it was a few, I think it was like over $20-25 billion that were put in some fund for some alleged organization that never got used. Like, it was just there.
Yeah, I mean, right now, and this is one of the things that is really hilarious about this, is all he is doing is identifying. He's not recommending anything to be cut. That's up to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's up to Trump and his cabinet.
So
yeah.
The fact that Elon is like, look, I found $1 trillion and what the fuck? It's not up to him to cut it. That's up to the president. And every fucking Democrat in Congress is going banana sandwich over this.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand that shit.
Agreed.
Like this fucking clown show, this weirdo, because I bookmarked his ass.
Oh, did you now?
I did.
Which clown? Well, there's a few clowns. Which one's this one?
This is Maxwell Frost out of Florida.
President Musk are openly using their public offices to enrich themselves to the tune of billions of dollars. So if we want to look at waste, fraud, and abuse, which I'm down to do, why is there complete silence on the other side of the aisle about looking at the complete grifter that is the president of the United States and the richest man on the earth, which is looking into things like Social Security and different things like that? Why don't we investigate the real corruption?
Hold off. Point of order.
So anyway, they have a little fight and then he gets removed. But he called Donald Trump the grifter in chief. And then he said that Musk is the true president. And they're both basically stealing from us.
Yeah, this talking point is just Democrats pissed off that they lost. I mean, they have nothing. Now, I'm going to be honest. I can see the argument on Elon Musk because he's got the government contracts, plus he's in a high position, plus he's doing investigations and audits. I mean, that's plausible. I can see. I personally think maybe we should do a dive on that. I'm not going to lie. I don't, whether or not you like Trump, what's going on with Elon Musk, I think they need to rein it in a little bit. I like what he's doing, but in reality, it's like, bro, you got SpaceX contracts, you got fucking Starlink contracts, you've got fucking Tesla contracts now for the tune of 400 and something million. I like,
yeah,
that absolutely is a conflict of interest. I see it. Everybody else sees it. But at the same time, nobody's saying anything because they like all the other bullshit he's uncovering. Trump, on the other hand, where is he making money?
I don't know.
He's not even taking a salary.
I guess in their minds, that any tax, any bill that he passes,
what benefits his businesses?
Benefits his businesses.
Benefits
or any,
everybody's fucking business.
Or
though.
Any whatever he targets to eliminate benefits his personal wealth,
right?
Because he's getting rid of competition or some shit.
Funny thing that reminds me of.
But,
go ahead. Sorry.
What I think is weird is a question I asked, which he's never going to answer me. But it's like,
who will not
Frost? No.
Oh, okay. Frost.
The question I asked is,
you asked him on a
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, are you not grifting now? Are you not riding their fucking back all the way to the top of the Democratic ticket as far as you can get it, re-election, all that?
Right.
I mean, you're doing the same shit that you're over here barking about. It's like, and then it's like, where's your proof that he's grifting?
They, you're just like, they don't have, they literally don't have proof that he's grifting.
I mean, the ultimate moronic thing is also with,
what?
I've been bookmarking shit all day. All right, here is our favorite AOC.
Oh, not AOC.
Oh, yes, sir. You're in for a treat.
There's a fundamental math problem here. There is a constant reiteration of waste, fraud, and abuse. Sure, that's great. What is the identified amount of waste that this committee has identified? Because what the order that's been sent down here is find $880 billion, not there is $880 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse.
She's referencing the bill that was just passed. Because it you know how the bill has like an $800 billion deduction on certain.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm just, I know very well about the bill because I made a post about it and it's already gotten over 50,000 freaking views for some reason.
Right.
On Threads, not X, which was surprising to me. But as far as waste that's been found, part of these cuts are due to what Elon Musk literally posts every fucking day on X about what Doge has uncovered.
Yeah, and
that's just a start, AOC. It's a start. It's public.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's fined $880 billion. And so we have not heard a single concrete number of the amount of waste that's been identified. We have not heard a single concrete number on the amount of abuse that's been identified. And there's just kind of this vague magic wand around waste, to my colleague from California's point. And waste is being used as a very large word here, because what's being suggested is that long-term care is wasteful in America, that children's health insurance is wasteful in America, that poor people seeing the doctor is a waste, that all of these people are disposable, that the elderly are disposable.
Okay, so she all right, let me fucking
AOC.
Let me break this down. Firstly, she said it hasn't been defined because they were, okay, she said they were tasked to find, and then said, keyword find, and then said, but they haven't defined what they found. Well, they've been tasked to find cuts. Hasn't been defined yet. And then she proceeds to try to define those cuts, which haven't been defined yet. In her own statement, she even said that it hasn't been defined.
Yep.
And yet also stated before she went down that rabbit hole that it was tasked by President Trump to find.
Which means...
What the fuck's she saying?
Which means no one has found it yet. Right?
Right.
Right.
But yet then she tries to define what hasn't been found in order to make an argument
and her
about what isn't found yet.
But her definition and the thing that they're all jumping to is it's going to be Medicaid.
And that is not... and that wasn't even what was... Okay.
But so, what she just said.
No
automatically, it's like, you're not going to be able to go to the doctor. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. Nobody said it was coming out of Medicaid's pocket.
It's the typical leftist playbook. And you're right. It didn't state specifically, okay, first we're just going to cut. This is what everybody went to. They're going to cut SNAP, and they're going to cut education, and they're going to cut Medicaid, and they're going to cut Social Security. Like, none of that is even in the bill. First off,
it's not.
The bill is a broad guideline, okay? And this is where I was going to talk about these other arguments, because I posted something about the bill, because everybody was reporting the bill passed, and also, you know, which includes no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, and what was the other one? No tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. Okay, now... No tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security is part of Trump's economic growth plan, is it not? He campaigned on it.
Yeah.
In January of, I think, 25th or the end of January, towards the end of January 2025 in Las Vegas, he reiterated this and made the statement again how part of his economic plan, which will be included in the budget, to be included in the budget, was what? No tax on tips, overtime, or Social Security. Hence, part of his economic plan. Part of this budget, this latest version of the budget that was passed by the House included his economic plan. So right away, every leftist was like, you're lying. It's not in the budget. It's not in there. I'm like, okay, all right, right. Let me just state this. And I said this, and people, I had two people already blocked me for this because they didn't like my argument. But the reality is this. I said, this is really similar. I see what you're doing. They're trying to play this bullshit lawyer thing. You know, does the wall look white? It's a yes or no question. Or did you see a reflection in the mirror? It's a yes or no. I was like, well, I mean, kind of, yeah, it is a yes or no. But are you asking if you've seen my reflection or someone else's reflection? I mean, what's the details, right? And I told this guy, I was like, look, what you're trying to get at is like what I said about the tax tips and Social Security of not being taxed is absolutely part of Trump's economic growth plan, which is part of this bill. Hence, your argument is very similar to me walking on a car lot where they sell cars and then saying that I'm selling you the car, but I'm supposed to omit all the parts that make the car up. Like, what am I assuming? I'm just getting the body and the tires? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
You know? And so... They hate, because I heard your one of your last episodes where you're saying, oh, you know, if Trump does it, they hate it. But then again, you brought up everything that Obama and Clinton did, right?
Yeah.
And you went down that rabbit hole, and I'm like, yeah, everyone forgot about that shit.
But, yeah, but when Trump does it, remember the Doge version of that Bill Clinton put out.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. 500,000 jobs he cut, right?
Yeah.
Federal jobs.
Yeah.
So basically, they hate Trump so much that they are finding anything to make him look bad. And he's not a gem. I mean, the guy is not perfect. I mean, I question this new, what, gold visa fucking car. Like, what is he? What the fuck are you talking about?
You know
what? I was like, hold on. Wait a minute, Trump. But let me go back to this budget thing. So this guy, you know, you can tell total lefty, which, you know, it's fine. You could be left. But come on. Come from a point of, I don't know, perspective of at least an educated guest. So this guy's like, how is a bill that gives away $4.5 trillion to the rich, a bill that's supposed to be for the working class? And he tells me to stop trying to divide us with this type of post. And I was like,
wow.
This is my response. I was like, literally, who are the majority of the job creators? This post isn't about division, but understand that the majority of those tax cuts are aimed at businesses which employ people, which means jobs. I said we can't oversimplify what these tax cuts mean. And an individual paying, for example, 1% in taxes of $1 trillion versus 1% of $100,000 is not what I would call equal. This is what America's like. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with.
No, my main thing is it's not being done in a way that is.
Let it ride.
No, my main thing is it's not being done in a way that is rational. It's just cut, not looking at people's performance, not looking at what their functions are, not having any conversation with them. And secondly, it's not going after the big ticket items, which are the subsidies to big fossil fuel companies, which is the breaks that we're giving pharma in terms of the buying of medicines. It's the Pentagon, the big five prime contractors. So they're not tackling that. They haven't come to Congress, and they're doing it in a way that is haphazard. That is the way private equity may do it, or the way Elon may have done it with Twitter. But that's not what you can do with the federal government. Have a one-year plan, discuss it with people, have stakeholders do it. Bill Clinton actually did that in his reinventing government, where the workforce fell by 351,000 people, but Congress was consulted, and there was a rational plan for it. No, my main thing.
What that was Ro Khanna. He was talking about the job, the layoffs that were proposed.
Yeah, for that Doge.
That Doge had identified. Yeah. And I hit the wrong button. That's why it played in the middle of your bullshit.
That's okay.
Your bullshit guy there.
It's okay. People get the point.
Yeah. So my mistake. Maybe,
no, that's fine.
Maybe
so,
we'll edit that or not. I don't know.
No. We're good because
it's a live show. Fuck it.
This is live. We're going over random tabs. This is part of it, but relevant because it's all part of what we're talking about.
I was trying to prep it, sir, and I failed.
No, but it's all part of what we're talking about. Another point case. Why are they mad? Because they want time to find jobs. Let's just be real. Listen, when you're uncovering wasteful spending, as you don't know what wasteful spending is, so I'm going to tell you. Billions of dollars for gender studies in Pakistan, finding out whether or not there are transgender mice that can live. Monkeys that, what were we doing? Injecting monkeys with, I forgot what it was, some other monkey experiment. I mean, what else do you want to know? I would consider that wasteful spending. When we find a $25 billion slush fund to an alleged NGO nonprofit organization that is funded by USAID, for example, that literally does nothing but just receives the money, I would call that wasteful spending. You also have to call into question what that organization does. And if it's part of the government and not just an NGO, yeah, it should be gone. What more does this guy want to know?
Well, the main thing I was going to jump on was, because he was also talking about this on CNN last night. I got to listen to some of it. Is he was having this conversation about how it's not rational. It's also unfair that all these people are being told that they're not going to have a job on such short notice, and on Valentine's Day, X amount got let go.
You mean you had to live in the real world?
I have never been fired with a polite conversation.
No. Look, if you ain't working out, you're gone. If you're not deemed as a value to the company, that you as an investment is just not, does not produce a good ROI, you're out.
I was chuckling so hard because I was like, who gives a fuck how they got fired?
Yeah, all these bureaucrats and politicians are fucking whining about the fact they're getting caught not doing their jobs, that we're over 30-something trillion in debt, and we're paying all these salaries for people that do want what we have no idea. And at the same time, they have a position that would be important, for example, like you need someone to oversee, but then they have 20 of that same position doing the same types of things with very similar departments. Like,
yeah,
why?
What did you see that? Did you see that Musk post where he was responding to one of the politicians? He's supposed to be the five things, and the politicians, something, I think it was like, had sex.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sucked a dick, something like that.
Yeah, so I think it was. I think it was. It was sucked a 12-inch cock. had sex with the guy that had the 12-inch cock, had the best sex ever, gonna have the same sex again.
Did you see his reply, though?
That was only four items.
I said five. I was laughing my ass off.
So let's talk about this, since you and I are not leftists for sure.
That was funny shit.
Do you agree that they should continue to let Elon Musk have full reign, like free reign, I mean, or should they reel him in a bit and give him more guidelines?
It really depends on what the framework Trump put out. Because he said a few times, like, he does have access because he already has security clearances, so he can go anywhere he wants already because of his government contracts. So that part is whatever. Even though everybody says he's not supposed to have access, he basically does.
But when it comes to intelligence community, like CIA and, you know, higher ups of the DOD, like, I think that's a little like, nah, you're not, you know.
But on the flip side of all that, I guess I have to trust what the president says when he's like, yeah, but he doesn't have total access to the data. You know, he's like, oh, he's only doing it in read-only mode, or he's allowed to look at it to a certain extent, then report to us, and then we make a final decision on what it is that we want to do.
That's an important statement, but who's the guy watching him do that?
That would be the Rubio.
And he's a tech guy, right? Rubio? Like, he's the one overseeing...
Marco Rubio is supposedly in charge as the Secretary of State. He's in charge of the DOGE and the...
No, understood, but so. My question is, because I don't know, and none of us know because it hasn't been said, who's overseeing Musk's little DOGE task force? Like, who's really monitoring whether or not they're going beyond their alleged... permissions.
He claims it's Rubio, but I don't know how much.
So here's one of the things why I brought this up too, because like when he asked, well, give me the five things you've done accomplished, right? And a lot of people are saying, hey, I have to give a report every week at my job and this. Okay, fair enough. But you're giving it to your supervisor of that department who works for that company.
Yeah.
So when you have Musk asking like an FBI agent, oh, tell me what you did. Oh, you want them to give you sensitive information on cases and evidence that they're looking at?
That's why Cash Patel said,
fuck yourself. And the same thing with the CIA. Like, he was trying to push, like, the intel community, and they're like,
yeah, no.
Not happening.
And Kennedy said it, too. He goes, don't respond to that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean,
is he
being funny, or is he letting this shit go to his head? You know,
I think he's being... a fucking troll of all trolls.
Yeah.
I really do.
But it's coming across wrong.
He's a fucking... He's on the spectrum.
It's fucking weird.
He's on the spectrum. Meaning there's no other way to fucking say that shit. He is. Like, he can't get through a sense. Like, you know, it's like, well...
True.
And then you're telling him to cut waste?
Well, you can't say he's not uncovering. I just think he needs to...
Well, But then they go...
Basically, stay in your lane is what I'm trying to say. He needs to stay in his lane. Look, uncover the waste, do the investigations, find out what's going on with the spending. That's all Trump asked of you. Present it, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, but he also told me you have a two-year contract. So it's also a very limited window.
Understood, but it's not his job to act like he's everyone's boss.
No, he's...
He's a fucking auditor. Literally just an auditor. That's what he is.
But I think he's just trolling. And obviously, a lot of the major departments have said, go fuck off. So
yeah, Cash didn't play.
Yeah, like, Cash was like, don't.
Yeah, just ignore that directive. Basically said, fuck that guy. Whatever.
I mean, he can come in here and...
In other news, since we talked about Cash, what do you think of Dan Bongino all of a sudden going to be deputy director of FBI?
Hey, as I've said...
He's going to give up his show.
As I've said, we'll see.
Allegedly.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, apparently he accepted.
Oh, he did. He said, I'm out of here. Sure, I'll be there, but I don't know.
A lot of people were saying he's an underqualified grifter.
I'm so tired of him saying that shit.
Yet he did have many years in the Secret Service, the New York Police Department, and...
Dude, this pisses me the fuck off. None of these guys seem to be qualified. Every Democrat, these guys are not qualified. He fucking protected Obama's ass for 8 years.
And he even did detail for Hillary.
And he did Hillary's detail. And he was a cop in New York City. I'm sure as a Secret Service agent, he seems
to... And apparently he was a trainer in the Secret Service also.
And I'm pretty sure he knows where the fucking FBI building is.
Oh, he does.
And he knows where all the rooms are because he was in the White House.
Right.
And Kash Patil is not qualified, apparently, to be the director of the FBI.
I would have flipped it. I think I would have put Bongino as director.
And then make Kash the
fucking... if it was me. But I don't think Bongino was even going for it at the time. Or even making it aware.
But even then, it's like, he's saying Kash Patel's not qualified, but he was in the fucking intelligence.
True.
Wing. Like, what do you mean he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about?
He does have many years of experience.
Yeah. The only one I question is Kennedy, because he was fucking 37 women in a journal, and apparently he knows all about...
Everybody hates a playboy. Look.
and apparently he knows all about Red Dye number 5, and I mean, I don't know, dude.
Which he's spot on. He's right. Well, here's a problem with Kennedy, what people don't like. They don't like his vaccine stance, which he's always stated, I'm not against vaccines. I'm against vaccines that aren't proven.
Yeah, he wants
and people
them,
never, they always...
He wants them all tested, yeah.
Yeah, which is what we all want. I mean, it's starting to come out that COVID vaccine, how many people, like, it's finally, people are committing, like, oh yeah, we shouldn't have done that. Yes, these side effects are from the vaccine. Okay, it's true. Was Kennedy wrong? No. And then you got asshat Bill Gates running around talking about how we have to reduce cows from farting and eating fucking, meat that isn't really meat.
Like, and then we have to reduce our own population by like 20%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the vaccine guy himself, Bill Gates, is going to these poor communities in Africa and force injecting them with these vaccines that they don't know what's going to happen, and people are fucking dying.
Dude, I don't even know why.
Because he's not explaining. He's just like, oh, this is going to help you save your life as a vaccine. And he's like turning around going, I don't know what the fuck this is going to do. We're just, we're going to try it out. And then boom, hot shot, you're dead. And this guy is allowed to run around the fucking planet free without being tried in court for this, just like Fauci.
Yeah.
And he and you hear Bill Gates even talking shit about Kennedy. Like, bro, do a basic deep dive on our food situation. Ask yourself why Kraft macaroni and cheese ingredients here in the U.S. is not the same as what they ship out to the U.K.
Well, you know what? The real thing we should...
I was just an example, by the way, everyone.
The real thing we should be saying to Bill is...
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Go back to stealing another software program.
Exactly.
You know, because that's all you're good for. You stole DOS.
Yeah, he did.
You paid $30,000 for the rights to a... Well, actually, he stole off of Apple, too. He stole the fucking book.
The whole Windows program itself, the idea was stolen from Apple.
He fucking stole everything to get to where he is, and he's going to tell me all about food now. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like he's all of a sudden the environmental fucking
authority of diseases now?
Bro, you did computers in the 90s. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, think about his fucking... You see that documentary where he tried to get innovators for the best toilet for Africa? You remember that shit?
This fucking guy.
Not one toilet was built?
No.
Like, okay, so what was the fucking point of that documentary?
That he reads books? Like Dave Smith. Oh, all right. That was a little low. Sorry, Dave. I like you, Dave. I just had to tell you.
Listen.
Because you say it a lot. All right.
Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins is floating options to bring down egg pricing. You want to know what the first idea is?
Stop killing the chickens.
Importing eggs.
I thought you asked what my idea would be. Oh.
No.
So they want to import eggs now?
They're going to import some eggs.
That they're going to tariff?
And we're going to drive down some prices.
And then, all right.
We're talking to several countries around the world that can get us eggs right away. This would not be a long-term fix, but to immediately begin to bring down pricing, the fourth pillar of a five-pronged approach to alleviating some of the cost burden. Importing eggs is just a portion of a more all-encompassing plan that entails deregulation, investments, biosecurity, blah, 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 blah. So we're importing eggs.
From?
No idea. It's not clear. The average national price of eggs was at a record high of $4.95, up from $2.52 prior year. But I love that they use the national thing, but over here I'm paying $10 for a fucking flat.
Yeah, but again, the solution is stop burning fucking chickens. Like, why are you destroying birds? Do we really believe that there's this rampant bird flu going around? Look, I got birds flying all around my yard everywhere. Not one of them has fucking died. I see the same ones flying everywhere without any problems. I have hawks, fucking hummingbirds, without any alleged sicknesses.
We're talking about chickens, though.
Bird flu travels. Bird flu jumps. I'm just saying.
Chickens are the most unhealthy bird ever. They don't have an immune system. Why do you think they're dying?
Oh, yeah? Then explain all the antibiotics they put in their feed.
Okay, so what you're saying is my theory. All right. Anyway, so Denny's is
no.
Also-
you could be right, but I'm just saying you can't. I can't sit here and say that all the millions of birds out there that are on all these farms, all at once, all got bird flu
falling out of the fucking sky.
Exactly. That's my point. I guess that's what I'm saying.
So Denny's and Waffle House are also doing egg surcharges to alleviate the cost burden of their own liquid egg. That's also something that's going on. So if you go to Denny's and you want a fucking grand slam, you're going to pay a little extra on that.
Okay, so hold on. If anything needs to be investigated by DOGE, we need to figure out who's the guy at the end of the chain receiving the money for the regulations for the increased egg prices put in place due to the alleged bird flu outbreak. That's what I want to know.
That I don't... That would be an interesting little deal.
Moving on to something else here. I got another open tab. So Tom Homan has identified the person who's leaking the information in regard to the ICE raids. And It is none other. The leaker of ICE raids to illegal aliens across America has been identified and officially announced by our DHS Secretary, Kristi Noem.
Who did it?
And that is the question. Who did it?
Well, they said you identified it.
They did.
Well, they don't want to tell us. All right. Fuck out of here.
But they found him.
Okay. I hope he's fucking handled.
Oh, it's a video. That's why. You don't have the audio on this, huh?
On your end, no.
Okay. Well, we are going to circle back to that point.
Yes, eventually.
Actually, you know what? You go ahead and I'll come right back. I'm going to look this up. All right. So.
All right.
ICE raid. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
365 days in Narnia Stars movie adaptation of viral horror video game franchise gets a release date. I don't know if anybody's into this movie. / video game, but Home Sweet Home, Last of Us. Nope, that tab is a dead tab. Moving on.
Yeah, my tab is going nowhere because the announcement is correct. She did fire them. She found out who it is. She publicly announced she found them.
Yeah,
and that they're gonna fire them, but she did not say who they were. But that'll probably come out after she fires them. Whoever.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. Hey, they found them. and from what I gathered, they are government employees, by the way. So,
well, good.
Right.
Ah, here we go. I knew I'd find it eventually. Okay. Remember Diddy? Diddy Witty?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Okay. Well, he's been trying to get out of jail, and the judge keeps saying no. So, his defense team is taking aim at the lawyer representing a large share of the music mogul's victims. In a new motion filed Tuesday, Diddy's lawyers opposed attorney Tony Busby in request to represent a client in the Southern District of New York, despite not being licensed in New York, also known as the Pro Hack Vice Admission. Busby is based in Texas, has become a public face of the civil side of Combs Legal. Now, do you remember who Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
In All Those Women?
Yeah.
Same lawyer.
Oh.
Yes. Huh. Busby's very good at bringing...
It ain't going to save him.
Yeah.
No. No. Let's go back to pictures. I mean, how big were those fucking barrels of dildos? And we got the baby oils and cameras, sealed doors, videos.
So basically...
It ain't happening. You weren't making a movie, motherfucker. We know this.
So they're basically challenging Busby's... status to practice in New York, and they're saying his egregious misconduct warrants a denial of the privilege of appearing in this specific district. This is basically the latest is they don't want Busby to keep representing women.
So this brings me to this question. We got Pam Bondi and Kash Patel both fully like entrenched, ready to go. What are we still waiting on? I thought they declassified the JFK files.
Bondi said they're on her desk and she's reviewing them.
What about the Epstein files?
Same thing.
The Diddy files. That's all she said. Are they all lying? Are they just going to release a big page all printed with big black ink? Is it going to be that redacted to where all they say is it's all black and you just have the word and then four and then that's it? That's not that's not releasing the information to the public if that's going to be the case.
So, a little further on this is from Yahoo. They are trying to get Busby completely thrown out because 22 of the women are his clients and he's not allowed to practice in the state and blah, blah, blah. So that's the latest. He's also looking to get evidence suppressed because Diddy is
everyone already saw it all.
Well, he's accusing the feds of lying to get search warrants. So he wants to suppress evidence in those searches.
Bro, the whole world saw the pictures and the videos already.
We all saw the dildos in the bucket.
What are we suppressing?
We all saw the dildos.
His ex-girlfriends came out and talked about it.
The woman, I can't remember which woman it was, but she had videotape of one of...
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
It ain't looking good, bro. And then he flew around on a jet for how long? Trying not to land?
Just so he doesn't get
avoiding,
arrested.
Yeah. No, it's not looking good.
No, he's having a bad day at the office. Lawyer for Diddy wants to quit the defense team. That's also a big deal.
Smart call. Yeah. So I don't want to be a show. Hey, we got OJ off, but this motherfucker, I don't know.
So this is from the lawyer for wants to quit defense team before the trial. One of the lawyers for Combs says he wants to quit the defense team in the case. His name is Anthony Rico. He filed notice on Thursday in Manhattan federal court stating he no longer wants to represent Combs, writing, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as his counsel." One of the six attorneys representing Combs did not offer any details to the decision. And, of course, the judge has to sign off. He continues to sit in jail on the sex trafficking charges alone. But, yeah, there's the trial is May 5th.
He's
going to get into it.
I don't blame him. That's a smart move. That's a smart move.
He's like, he basically is like, nah.
Wow.
Well, and there you go. He's trying to suppress evidence. He's trying to get Tony Busby thrown off, and his lawyer wants to quit.
Oh, I got one more.
That's Sean.
One more current politics, Trump-hating update.
Uh-huh.
So Europe, all the people from Europe who say we're so stupid and are so concerned with our politics instead of their own and just do nothing to bash Trump. Well, remember when France, President Macron came out and suddenly was like, oh, no. We're going to step up and we're going to make a deal with Ukraine for mineral rights that benefits Ukraine, has nothing to do with us. We'll show you. We're going to go behind Trump's offer and watch this. And everybody was like laughing and making fun of Trump. So Zelensky's flying to the White House Friday.
Because there's a deal on the table.
He's going to sign a deal. Yeah.
Yep.
So what happened?
As the French usually are, late to the party.
Late to the party and don't offer much.
Yes. And to continue this Bert Kreischer bit.
Yeah, what? What are we going to do now?
The NFL has finally decided to throw away the yard markers and use digital.
I mean, it's kind of about time. I mean, they could literally do that with their cameras alone.
They finally decided to get rid of the four fat guys running around with the fucking yardstick.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's called the Hawkeye Virtual Measurement System.
Yeah.
Yay.
Basically, the camera's going to already have... It's going to calculate everything.
Yeah.
Have it in the camera.
That yellow line will actually be accurate this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, among... rudiment for line to gain is slated to replace the chain gang as the primary measurement system in 2025. Of course, the chain gang will stay on the sidelines as backup should the system fail.
Yeah, they're still going to pay them. You know, I was listening, since we're talking about this, because
you want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Jesus Christ.
The NFL. But they make the money. But here's where I think this stemmed from.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a huge controversy in that Bills-Chiefs game, right?
No.
Yes, there was.
No.
Yes, there was. No. Josh Allen was across that line.
No.
He got
no,
that fucking first
no,
down.
No.
And it's not the first time this happened, so I think this is why they're doing this.
No, this is the problem with fucking...
Here we go.
Yes. You opened this. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Defend them Chiefs. Let's go.
This is the fucking problem with people. The play... is not over just because his fucking head touch the line. The play is over when the referee blows the whistle and kills the play. The problem with all these fucktards online and on TV is they automatically assume that he got the line to gain just because his fucking head touched the thing. Oh, it's a first down, but nobody stopped the play. Forward progress was not assessed at the time. He was thrown back a half a yard. Son of a bitch, why can we not? It's on tape.
Okay, so on
and,
tape.
And then they're all pissed off about the fucking...
On tape.
And then that fucking dumbass, Dave Portnoy, pissing about the ref getting bumped by Tranquil, but we don't give a shit if McDuffie bumps the top ref because his line doesn't matter as much as I mean, we're fucking being...
Okay, but on tape, because I saw the fucking game live.
I saw it live, too.
The whole game.
Oh, yeah.
Even from every camera vantage point, the motherfucker was halfway... His body... Dude, the first quarter of his entire body was across that fucking line.
I don't give a shit.
And then
the refs you start blowing the whistle.
Oh, and you want to pull that argument? Was that then? How does forward progress come into play with every other fucking play except for that one? Whether the whistle's blown or
no,
not?
No, I have issues. No.
Now you have issues with those, but not with this case.
I have issues with forward progress in general.
I agree with you.
The play is over when your ass is on the ground. It should not. You should not be like, oh, we got to stop it because he hasn't.
Okay,
fuck all that.
So you and I will agree on that. But this will also now fuck up the whole.
Look at that. Fifty minutes in, we're getting into it.
But this will also fuck up. This will also fuck up the whole. When is it really a touchdown argument now?
In my opinion, the touchdown is when your whole fucking body crosses the line.
See,
not the nose of the ball.
I agree. This whole fucking glancing the line with the ball.
It's the same bullshit.
Like, get out of here with that shit.
It's the same bullshit when you're going down the sidelines and Mahomes sticks his arm out and that's the first down and his whole body's a yard back.
Well, yeah, when did it just become about the ball? I believe it should never be about the ball. You have to cross the line with the ball.
The only play that
wasn't that originally how the rule was written?
You're supposed to cross the line to gain.
With the ball. You with the ball.
Yeah, yeah. But see, the thing is the only play that I will give credence to is that swing out to the tight end. That was a first down because when he was tackled, his knee hit right before the yardstick, and his whole body fell forward. But they marked him 2 yards back.
Yeah, okay.
That is that one I will give you. The goal line...
But in that case, aren't you down where your knee lands?
Right, but if we're playing the ball bullshit, everybody argues, that one makes more sense, because that ball actually passed the line to gain. The shit with Josh Allen, fuck you. He didn't get there. He got thrown back. It's over. And then we went to the Super Bowl.
And then to your point, Josh Allen didn't even hit the ground yet. He was on top of people.
That's another thing. And fuck all that bullshit. The refs aren't even blowing the whistle, so why is the defender not allowed to pull him back? You just supposed to leave him there? I mean, I don't get that.
Also, the other thing, since you brought that up, this is what else I don't like. I haven't liked for years. If the whistle isn't dead, and you grab the running back, and you push that guy back another 5 to 10 yards before he's tackled, don't put the ball back to where the fucking defender first touched him and call it dead and forward progress. Fuck that. The guy's fighting for yards. Defenders are fighting to push him back.
Exactly.
They should be back 15 yards if that's where he got fucking tackled.
But see, but that is another issue that... Roger Goodell. Hello, Roger.
I know. We're speaking, Roger.
Roger, listen to me. This is bullshit because... If you're going to play that, you allow that to happen. But if a player runs back 10 yards and gets hit, and then he comes to another four, then you give him the 15-yard loss.
Yeah.
But the guy that gets hit at the line and then gets pulled back 5 yards, you still give him the line?
Right. I don't agree with that.
Double Roger.
Because the play is still live, runner is still fighting for yards.
Yeah.
And the defense fucking responded.
And look, I don't give a shit. There should be no sliding for the fucking quarterback.
I hate that.
So
too,
I don't give a fuck about that play.
Hey, it's open season if you get beyond that. If you're outside the pocket and you start crossing that line, it's open season.
It should be.
You're a runner.
You are. The minute you cross the line, you're alive.
And you know you're a runner.
And so, well, he gave himself up. Well, no other player can do that but the quarterback?
Kicker?
Nah, he doesn't count. Stop. Fucking kicker. Get the fuck out of here.
But I can see protect the kicker. That's different. That guy's in a pretty vulnerable position.
He doesn't have a backup.
He doesn't have a fighting chance, man.
He doesn't have a backup. And the punter doesn't count because he doesn't kick for shit.
Well, most of the time, yeah. Oh, shit.
You remember that fucking, you remember the Niners going through that run of kickers because they couldn't tackle?
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, the NFL. What has become of the NFL?
Fucking Moody goes down with it. Oh, shit.
I mean, fuck, this is where we're at with football. We're now going to have Olympic flag.
You know what?
I like, come on, man.
I'm okay with it. It's.
I think it'll be entertaining, but why not have Olympic fucking football?
It would be very hard to do.
Why?
Because it is full contact. Because
exactly.
It does take a week to recoup your...
Motherfucker, you know. So is boxing. So is wrestling.
Yeah, but at least in boxing, you can do it all in a few days. And you also have prep time. I don't know. I don't see it. And only that...
I see it.
How many teams will let their guys go if it's full contact?
Well, you may not be able to let NFL players go, though. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of other leagues that have football players that are actually really good. They just didn't get the NFL contract.
It's just like, nah, this flag is fine. Flag is fine.
Oh,
I'm okay with it.
I got to save my players for the Super Bowl.
I mean, there are a lot of NFL players that are going to do it because they want to, but.
Well, it'll keep them in shape. It's actually a good thing. It'll keep them in shape, right? So on the off season, you're able to. And also, where's the age cutoff with flag? We might see some retired guys jump in.
Oh, that would be fucking hilarious.
But they still got skills, right?
Yeah, I'll give them that.
I mean, seriously, flag or not, if you're not tackling, I could see Jerry Rice going there and just fucking catching balls. He's still pretty fast, dude. I've seen him in person a few times.
Terrell Owens will probably jump on it.
I could see T.O. I could see T.O.
He still runs a 4.8.
I could see T.O.
What is he?
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying it's realistic, but I can see some guys who are retired. You know, like, come on, Cam Newton, here's your chance, bro. Be on the team.
I know.
Represent USA. Oh, shit.
You know what else I hate? Since we're going down this sports rabbit hole.
Hey, it's random thoughts, bro. It's like today is whatever.
Well, shit, dude. We really got testy at the 50-minute mark because I guess it was more of a passionate sports.
Oh, it's because you're a Chiefs fan. You got pissed off that they lost the Super Bowl to the fucking Eagles, and that's why that struck a nerve. I know exactly why it was.
You know what? I've covered it, but I'll say it again.
Go ahead.
Until they figure out, and it's gone 6 years of this shit, until we figure out where our left tackle went,
yeah,
we're always going to have this problem. There's going to be a team every few years that's got one or two studs on that D-line. They don't have to blitz. They're going to beat the shit. This year, Tooney got his ass whooped. The other year when Tampa Bay came in, they beat the fuck out of that poor guy, Donovan Smith. He ain't even been back.
Well, okay, since we have...
And now we're doing fucking musical chairs and shit.
Since we're still on this topic, I'm going to tell you this, and don't get mad. I think the Chiefs squeaked by this year. I think their schedule wasn't as strong as it usually was, and most of the games they won, it wasn't that impressive to me, but they got there. Let's just give them credit. They got to the playoffs. They're a good team. It's been proven they're a good team. But this year, this past season, just didn't look like the Chiefs that we saw the year before, for example. There was something off. I don't know what it was.
It's the same. It's every year. Every year, every offseason, even if they win the Super Bowl, it's the same shit. We got to figure out where our left tackle went.
It's like, yeah, they know the problem, but.
You had it. It was Orlando Brown. That was your last Super Bowl tackle.
Yeah.
And you decided you weren't going to pay him, and he went to fucking Cincinnati. And now it's, yeah, that guy looks good. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
His shirt's tucked in pretty well. We put him out there.
And they seem to switch him out throughout the season.
Oh, they went through four of them this year.
We thought maybe, but...
Fucking Wina Morris was the supposedly the guy.
I think they went through the roster on the left tackles.
Oh, they ran through fucking whatever. Fucking DJ Humphreys got hired. He went fucking south.
It's almost like the Waterboy movie. Hey, you, can you play? Get out there.
Then they go up to Tooney and they go, Tooney, you've been a guard for like 12... 13 years.
Yeah, but it's a left.
Can you slide to the outside and be mobile?
But your body's used to doing different things, though.
Yeah,
the thing about those line guys that they don't realize. It's like they're already big and they're trained to move a certain way based on how they got to react quickly. You can't just move someone over to the left and expect them to turn that fast left when they're used to turning right or just going straight up. They got to retrain their body, and then they got to retrain those
muscles.
Like,
it's like, Tooney's like, I block in a phone booth. What do you mean? I got to go out there and run around now?
It's a lot different.
I did that in high school, but it was, I mean, it's high school. Yeah, you're hired. Get in there.
Nah, not quite the
same.
And
we'll put that Dort Caliendo, the guy that doesn't play very much, well, he'll take your spot and get bulldozed by any D tackle for the last five games out of the year. That's my rant. Fucking.
Well, look, you guys got enough rants. It's not like you didn't have a successful run. It doesn't mean you're not going to go again. But
no, this has been a great 7-year run.
I think this past season was a good eye opener because I think there was a little bit of overconfidence. I think Andy Reid knew what needed to happen. They just didn't have an answer.
Dude, did you see? Okay, I didn't do it because I wanted to do it on video and I couldn't get this fucking shit to work.
Oh, you can still do it.
But
let's do a condensed version of what you really want to say.
All right. Some dork on X posted the Travis Kelce versus Gronk debate, and don't ever put him in the same deal as Gronk. And he put so Gronk was blocking Kelce getting beat in the Super Bowl. Okay, and it's like, all right, every fucking play was a run block for Gronk.
Right.
He wasn't pass blocking. He wasn't doing anything, and he ran the same fucking post cross.
Because he was such a big guy. They got away with it, yeah.
You know, and then he shows us one deal. It's like, well, that's a tight end screen, and the guy didn't stay in his area. Okay, there's that. Okay, that was supposed to be a pass block. He's never been able to hold any pass rusher, so there's that. And then there's this run, there's a run where the quarterback and Kelce are leading to the outside, and Hunt goes inside. Well, nothing you can do about that. It's like, well, Gronk's the best. Fucking he run blocker.
Listen,
I'm going to put this out right now. Anybody in the comments can disagree with me. Rob Gronkowski is the shittiest tight end in football.
I'm going to go to who I think in our time that retired more recent years was Jason Witten, personally.
All right, let's do some top five.
Jason Witten came through every single time, always made himself available. Blocked very well.
Yes, he did.
And he could run well. And I'm not going to say he's the best of all time. I'm just saying within recent times. You know what I'm saying? Within the last... Because he just retired a few years ago. And everybody keeps saying that...
You remember when he went to go do TV? Oh, you suck. I'm going to go play for the Raiders.
Yeah. That didn't work out.
I didn't think I could analyze this properly.
Yeah. And everybody wants to give it to... what's his name? How did I even forget... player on my own favorite team. Drawing a blank. Fucking 49ers, man.
Huh?
Tall guy. 85.
Kittle.
Sorry, how did I draw a blank? That was weird. Anyway, everybody wants to say Jason Kittle's the best, but Jason Witten, if Jason Witten was still playing against Killing Ops Aside, you would see a huge gap in performance. I'm just going to tell you that right now. What I like about Kittle is he's tough and he's fast. But,
okay, top five. Here's my top five. Number five, Brett Jones.
All right.
Number four, Antonio Gates.
Yep. Gates is a badass.
Number three, he's probably going to retire this year. Zach Ertz.
Oh, forgot about Ertz.
He's probably going to retire this year.
Yeah.
Number two is this is a toss up. I'll put Tony Gonzalez in two, at the two hole. And the number one tight end in my book is, he's another Niner. It's Francis. Fucking first name is, I think, Russ Francis, I believe.
This is like your all-time?
All-time.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you remember the first two Super Bowls, the Niners won, Francis was the tight end. Very good blocking tight end. He also did very well in pass blocking, caught the ball. He was like an all around deal. Tony Gonzalez was in that, and Antonio Gates were in that era where.
What about Tom? Was Tom catch, Rathman? Was he? He was a fullback. He was fullback, but he played like a tight end.
Well, yeah, because they would always split him out. And, but
probably more of a wing back, right? Kind of in between.
No, he can stay a fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. But Allstott's the ultimate.
They just kind of use him for everything, though.
But Allstott is the ultimate fullback.
Jason Allstott?
Mike Allstott, goddammit.
Oh, Michael? Why did I say Jason?
I don't know. But I believe his name was Russ Francis. God, I got to get this right. I don't want to be fucking...
You may be right there, Mr. Sports Guy.
I want to be right. I want to be right. Oh, he died recently. Holy shit. It was Russ Francis.
Yep. I see him right here.
13 seasons. That run with the Niners was his best. And then he did the Patriot bullshit. But, yeah. I mean, he didn't... That's my opinion, of course. You're all going to get online and call me.
Oh, there is a Jason. Why did I say Jason Allstott?
I don't know, dude.
College of Education. How did that even... I don't know. You know what? I must have been doing some research and that just stuck in my head.
I don't even know.
Dude. Yeah, just ignore me, guys, on that one. I must have been doing some research and that name just stuck.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's close with this. 14% of North Americans still play video game systems that were released before 2000. I thought that was an interesting stat.
Classics.
Yeah, they're all still playing Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
Classics.
The Genesis, shit like that.
Some of those games, they never translated well into newer systems, or they didn't re-release. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can see that.
It's nice. I like that.
I mean, think about it. Will Tetris ever really die?
No, they keep making fucking versions of that thing.
Never. The original Castlevanias, like, really?
And then they're never going to... I mean...
Zelda.
For as much as I fucking hate Zelda.
I know, but still.
There's our pop culture.
Yeah. Street Fighter. Classic.
Marvel Capcom.
Oh, I remember those.
I have a couple.
Yeah, those were actually pretty good.
What else was on it? King of Fighters.
The original Mario Brothers.
Neo Geo, if you're a Neo Geo fan.
I was. Neo Geo was a shit. SNK, baby.
Fucking Samurai Showdown.
The most advanced system that ended up just not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It was just too expensive. We're talking about $500 back then in the fucking like 90s, early 90s. I mean, dude, that is...
Yeah.
And then it went up to 800 because it became rare and they were imported from Japan. And then there were 1,000. It's like, dude, no one's going to pay that much.
Turbo Graphics 16.
Yeah, exactly. Turbo 16. Oh, remember Turbo 16? They actually weren't bad, but I think Sega Genesis had a really good system for a while. I think they had a good system for a while. I really did. Well, the graphics were great. The CPU was fast.
Sega's problem has always been games.
Consistency.
It's always been games.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The system was killer.
Yeah, that Dreamcast was very good.
Absolutely.
But we can do it. All right. All right, kids, that's it. That's episode 32. It's in the can. He is George. I am Manuel. Check out our own podcast, World Ablaze, with George Fonts and the Manuel Fonts Show.
And thank you for listening to Random Thoughts. Have a good one. I want to break your